Welcome to the Farmer's Calendar essay from May 2007. This month's essay is read by the author Castle Freeman, Jr.
A couple of years ago, as another lawn mowing season began, I was persuaded to replace the gasoline-powered mower I had used for years with an electric model. The arguments for this change were three. The electric mower was far lighter than the old machine and so easier to use. It ran on a battery, so you didn't need to buy fuel. Finally, the electric mower was quiet. No engine noise. After 30-plus years trailing a snarling gas dragon around the place, I was sold. I found that points 1 and 2 in favor of the new machine were fully in force. The difference between cutting grass with the light electric mower and its predecessor was the difference between walking the dog and pushing a load of bricks. And I liked not having to buy gas. I figure I buy enough gas, thanks. On the final advantage of the new mower, however, I found myself ambivalent. Yes, it was quiet. Was it too quiet? The irritating roar of internal combustion was now a soft electric purr. Using the new mower was like cutting the grass with a sewing machine. Could the task really be getting done? Missing the familiar racket of the gas engine, I found it hard to believe. Now, in fact, the grass looked fine. Improvement in our lives is possible, but sometimes it takes getting used to.
Ah, now there's a lesson we can all relate to. Thank you, Castle. This essay also appears in the 2007 Old Farmer's Almanac. I'm Janice Stillman, the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.